Power 94 WJTT, it's the homie Big Tula, and I have Kamora Moore, a.k.a. Momo Buckets, has entered the chat. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. You just finished up your 8th grade season, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, and you got a lot of publicity for your game this year, like national publicity. I've seen posts say, is this the best 8th grader in the country? I mean, you just went crazy with your handles and your scoring. So tell us how it felt to have a season like you did this year.
It was great. You know, going into the high school season, a lot of people could doubt me, you know, being named undersized or I'm too slow or I need to get taller, I need to get stronger. But going into the season, I realized that that doesn't really matter. So I was able to get stronger, faster, and I didn't let the height get to me at all.
You were one of the nomination finalists for Miss Basketball.
Yes,
is that
sir.
Correct? In Tennessee? Or how did it feel to get that accolade?
It was great. You know, I think I was the first ever 8th grader to even get close to that. So even though I didn't win, it was a great nominee to even be up there with the best of the best.
Right. I mean, you're thinking, we're talking about seniors, juniors, and sophomores, and to be 8th grader mentioned for a finalist for that, that's just amazing. So that just goes to show you how well you've done. So you said a lot of people were doubting you, but you didn't let none of that stuff bother you. So tell me, where does that come from? That was it like a chip on your shoulder? Is that what pushed you harder? Or you just like, tell me how that...
It was a chip on my shoulder and just having confidence. I know that nobody's better than me, and I'm just saying that to myself every day, and eventually all the work I put in it start to add up. So I know if I work harder than everybody else, it doesn't really matter what other people think.
Okay, so let's talk about that. You said all the work you put in. So what kind of work are you doing? You just in practice, or are you doing more than just practice?
I'm starting to practice 2 days a day.
Okay.
And I'm getting speed and agility in, and I'm also training with my dad here. He works on a lot of training, shooting, dribbling, everything. And then I'm also with Cam. He's helping me with a lot of strength and agility.
So you finished up your first season, got to play as eighth grade. You got to play high school varsity basketball. You were a finalist. And so now what are you doing right now?
I'm just training and getting prepared for AAU season. I have upcoming game this weekend in Pennsylvania, so you know we're just getting prepared for that.
So the recent clip I saw was you in Atlanta. So were you playing some in Atlanta this past week or last week or so?
This past week I had an all-star game in Atlanta for AEBL.
Okay, and you look like you did pretty good. I mean, that got a lot of attention as well.
Yes, I did good against one of the best high schooler teams in Georgia.
Yeah, that's putting it lightly, to do well. You were shaking all of them, pulling threes, like laying up. I mean, and how old were those players you were playing against? What grades were they?
10th, 11th, and 12th.
And you can't tell. Like you definitely have what it takes to make the next level, and your work ethic, that's just crazy. So some of the youth that are out there listening right now, they might have people that are doubting them. They might be about to go in 8th grade or might 9th grade, 10th grade or whatever, and they might not feel like they can. A lot of people are beating them down, telling them they're not going to be that good or they're not as good as they think they are. Some of that things you could tell them that inspired you that helped them get where you are?
You just got to believe in yourself, and you know that if you're putting more work than everybody else, eventually it will show. You just have to have confidence in yourself, and that's really what it is at the end.
Okay. And does that confidence come from all the work you put in?
Yes.
Okay. And is there anybody you want to shout out, anybody that's helped you get to where you are today that you'd like to make sure that they know that you appreciate them?
First and foremost, my dad. He puts a lot of work in with me not knowing what the result's going to be. You know, late night, early mornings, he's still putting the work in, not knowing if I'm going to play great that game or I might, you know, be mediocre. So I just know that he's puts a lot of work in, time, money that he could be using on himself, but instead he gives it all to me.
Oh, that's awesome. So what's some artists that you like? Who inspires you? Like, if you're going to work out, what are you listening to? If you're about to have a big game, is it the same? Like, just give me some ideas of what's on your playlist right now.
Probably a lot of Christian rap. You know, God is always the way, the truth, and the life. So I'll just turn my life to him, really. And I also might put in a little baby sometimes, but mostly Christian rap.
Okay, that's good. Name some people that if they don't know any Christian rap, name some people that they should check out.
Definitely Caleb Gordon, Hovi, Lecrae, and probably KB.
Your passion for basketball, where does that come from?
It started when I was younger. You know, being in a family that's surrounded by basketball, I grew up around it all the time. I always had a basketball in my hand in some way. I'm always watching it, dribbling somehow. And just growing up around it definitely influenced how I am today.
So at what point was it that you were growing up around basketball? Everybody's doing basketball. You have a ball that you decide or you realize, hey, I actually like this and I'm actually good at this. When did that happen?
Probably when I was 8 to 9 years old, and I probably did really well in this AAU game. I was like, oh, maybe I have a future in this. So I just kept pushing, and now here I am today.
All right. So you were just playing around, and then you saw how well you did, and then you decided, I really want to push this. And so is that the point that you started working out harder, and then you got with your dad and was like, hey, I really want to do this?
Yes, I think that was a turning point in everything, you know, starting to see the progress. Mm-hmm. Of I was making, of me being better than other kids. I was like, oh yeah, maybe, yeah, I can do this.
We just wrapped up the NCAA tournament for women. Who's some of the players that you look up to that you like model your game around or that you would like to play with one day maybe?
Hannah Hidalgo. She plays for the Notre Dame. She's the point guard. For mm-hmm. She's very energetic, high player on defense and the offensive end, and she's just a great player overall that I really look up to.
So you like play defense hard as well?
Yeah, I got to start getting more into that. I'm getting to it, though.
Did you watch any of the games for the NCAA?
I watched a ton of the games.
You watched up. So what's some of the things that you took from that, watching those players at that level?
It was all about energy, you know.
Okay.
Feeding off the crowd, feeding off the team, the coaches, and your players. It all combines, and eventually you'll end up getting points, defensive stops, and all that energy just builds up and makes you be better.
And I know the WNBA is something to look forward to as well, but really when you see the, like you said, the energy in the crowd, like that level right there, like to be able to hear the crowd cheer for you and the way that everybody followed all these games, I know that had to inspire you, like, I want to get there one day.
I know I'm going to be there one day. Give me, 5 or 6 years, I'm going to be in that place. And I know that I'll be able to hit the big shot.
I believe you. I see it in your eyes. And you're not just saying this. She really believes it, y'all. Y'all cannot see her, but she is serious. And I can't wait till we have that conversation. So just promise me, after you hit that big shot and you talk to ABC and NBC and ESPN, you at least talk to us too, okay?
I got you.
All right, appreciate you. Hey, it's Big Tula and Kamora Moore, Momo Buckets. Hey, write this name down. Remember where you heard it, because you're going to hear a lot more of it. This is Big Tula, and we have entered the chat on Power 94.